Jane Brown, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. He's the king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swinging. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Boeing Starliner has successfully docked at the International Space Station.
We have confirmation of contact and capture of NASA's Boeing crew flight test and Starliner aboard the International Space Station. Butch and Sunny have made their arrival.
NASA making the announcement just a few minutes ago after Starliner experienced issues with its thrusters. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
They successfully pulled off contact and capture, but they're definitely docked, so that's a very good thing. We were wondering about this earlier because of these problems they were having with their maneuvering jets, but all is well that ends well in that context, so the two crew members, Barry Wilmore and Sunita Williams, can move inside the station and join that crew for the next week or so.
Starliner's launch had been delayed several times over similar issues. In France today, President Biden is joining French President Macron and Britain's King Charles to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day landings, which helped turn the tide on World War II.
Surrounded by the gravestones of the 9,000 Americans who never made it home from Normandy, President Biden said what they fought for then must be defended now.
Democracy is never guaranteed. Every generation must preserve it.
Mr. Biden specifically name-checking Ukraine and its Russian invaders. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Here at home, a federal judge has ordered former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to report to prison by July 1st. He'll start serving a four-month sentence for contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena 2 years ago to testify about January 6th. Prosecutors say the man charged in the Gilgo Beach serial killings on Long Island, New York, kept a so-called blueprint of his crimes. And today, Rex Uhrman was charged in the deaths of two more women. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney.
The district attorney's office filed a superseding indictment charging the defendant with two additional murders, the 1993 murder of Sandra Castilla and the 2003 murder of Jessica Taylor.
Huerman's already facing murder charges for the deaths of four other women. An Israeli airstrike on a school housing displaced families has killed dozens now in Gaza. Here's CBS's MTS Tayeb.
Dazed, bloodied, and terrified. The survivors who were sheltering in the UN school when it was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. A CBS News team was at the Al-Aqsa Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Bala, where the remains of at least 30 people were also brought.
Novak Djokovic says surgery on his right knee went well and hopes to return to competition soon. He got injured and had to withdraw from the French Open this week, but will likely now miss Wimbledon as he recovers. The tournament starts on July 1st. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council now faces the decision of appointing a new 8th District representative, holding a special election, or leaving the seat vacant until the next regular election. Alderman Marcus West resigned this week. He's moving outside the district boundaries. Kenosha County Road work will close part of I-94 next week. Drivers should expect delays and closures. Sturdivant's North Park is getting revitalized. Plans include removing dying trees, building a band shelter, upgrading the pavilion and basketball courts, and installing sidewalks. Racine Unified is hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary has an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse has a PTA-sponsored carnival Saturday at 10. They're both merging into Starbuck. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is hosting a silent auction Saturday. Bikes, shoes, video games, and more will be offered. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch.
Ah! local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up this afternoon, two chances for you to win in the Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Details on that coming up on WRJN.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Warachi sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair. You'll catch them surfing at the
inside, outside USA,
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA,
Santa Cruz and
Trent, inside, outside USA, inside, outside USA,
all over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA,
and down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside,
everybody's gonna surfing USA.
Surfing USA.
local news, Timeless Hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers on WRJN. Well, tough series for the Brewers in Philadelphia this week, and Pat Murphy, the manager, says you have to credit the defense, Phillies.
We hit some balls very hard, you know, right at people. Adamas's ball that we got thrown out of the plate, I mean, that's the play, you know. That changes things, but you know, Yelly screened the ball to second baseman in that inning. Line drive by Gary to the left fielder. Perkins hit a ball hard in the gap to get caught. Freelick hit a ball, got caught. So credit to their defense. They played great defense. Made some plays. A flare that really hit, got caught. Center, diving catch. You know, credit their defense. You know, they were good in their pitching staff. I mean, gosh, those three starters threw great against us. We didn't score. Thrown out at the plate three times. Bang, bang, all of them. You know what I mean? So it's, it turns the game when they're 1-2 run games like that.
Brewers are off today, back in action tomorrow. You can hear it all right here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as the thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm thinking about hiring financial professionals for advice. Most of us don't need, and let's be frank, can't afford a full-time or even a part-time financial planner in our lives. Even so, I recommend considering hiring a certified financial planner for an hour or two whenever you have a big life change on the horizon. It might be helpful for retirement or marriage, divorce, a kid going to college, a parent who needs more care, or maybe an incoming inheritance. CFPs can help you make a plan for taxes you didn't expect. A session or two with a certified financial planner can really help you figure out what's what. Ooh, last thing, make sure they are a certified financial planner. CFPs have standards and they go through lots of training. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Can't keep his mind on nothing.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, doctors in China saved the life of a man who swallowed a 3-inch knife to avoid charges of possessing a weapon. The man swallowed the knife 8 months earlier and thought it had dissolved in his stomach, but doctors found it stuck in his trachea when he came in for a sore throat.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand,
then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
one so true, I love you. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. Sunny one, shine so sincere.
Sunny
one, so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, no other radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For more than 97 years now, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in twice an hour, weekdays with Stuart J. Waddles. It's local news right here on WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The sound of seven pro-Palestine protesters getting arrested this morning after disrupting the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meeting today in Milwaukee. It's part of ongoing efforts to get universities to cut ties with Israel. Former Waupun prison warden Randall Hepp and eight former guards and nurses are charged with felonies in connection with two of four inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before staff took notice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In preparation for the consolidation of Westridge Elementary and Jefferson Lighthouse into Starbuck for the next school year, there are celebrations this week. Racine Unified is hosting farewell events at both campuses. Westridge is holding a goodbye event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse will hold a PTA-sponsored carnival celebration on Saturday. That starts at 10. Bikes, shoes, video games, and more are being offered by officers. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is hosting a silent auction Saturday. The auction will take place in the police department's Sallyport, with bidding opening at 9 and closing at 11:30. The auction ends at noon. All items which are posted on the department's social media page will be sold as is, and they'll only take cash. The main stage is 26 by 60, with a backdrop of 1,200 LED panels. The RNC stage design was released this week, with contractors starting work this week at the Fiserv Forum. The convention in Milwaukee is still more than a month away. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Confusion on the ground. Couldn't it truly
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
Listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a study found that hand gels alone will not curb infections. Well, no, you gotta stop licking doorknobs, too.
Good morning, starshine. earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Play.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, yesterday, Don Rosen spoke with Fred Douglas and Mike Lorber from the Kettle Moraine chapter of the 1st Cavalry Division Association of Southeast Wisconsin.
This is the only association in the state of Wisconsin. So it's local people being very much involved and trying to get the word out for our veterans' support and to keep the word alive with them.
Now, I hear cavalry, and I think horses.
It is.
This is the
1st Cavalry Division started in 1921.
Okay.
The cavalry itself, that goes back to prior to the Civil War. But in all these disparate groups came together, and the Army formed the 1st Cavalry Division in 1921, as I said.
That's Fred Douglas, and Mike Lorber is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Thousand miles I roam, just
just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
On the cloud of the sun, I'm out there in the night. Anyways, it goes.
eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Scary moments today for NASA and Boeing as they navigated two astronauts through a dangerous docking today at the International Space Station.
The Starliner capsule had to hold about 600.